I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Real conversations reenacted for you. Poppy Hillstead has entered the chat.
Hey, honey.
Hey, baby.
So, what brings you here? A chat?
Yeah, just wanting a chat.
Okay, sweet.
Can you hang on a minute? One second.
Okay. Hello? You've gone a bit quiet. Bet there's a lot of people wanting to chat to you, isn't there? You said 1 second, and it's been more than 1 second. All right, fine. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9.
Bloody hell, I'm back. Sorry.
Where did you go?
Toilet.
Oh, lol. Okay, yeah, I don't want to know that.
Why?
I'm not interested.
I did a shit.
Oh, fuck. No, thank you.
What's the matter?
I don't want to know that. Ugh.
Sorry.
Fuck. What do you look like?
What do you imagine I look like?
Scottish.
Yeah, I look Scottish.
I knew it. Are you horny? Have you got any, like, pictures?
What kind?
Any nudes or you in your panties?
I could record you some sexy audio.
Yeah, of you playing with yourself.
Yeah, just give me a minute.
So, is it your day off today then?
No, it's never my day off.
All right. Do you work from home?
Yeah, you could say that. Yeah. Basically, it is a bit of a weird one. I'm a researcher.
Oh, what do you research?
I'm doing a study on aquatic mammals, but yeah, it's really full on.
Right. What kind of research do you do then? Measure them?
Yeah, I do like measuring them. But I'm actually doing quite a long-term study to see if aquatic mammals could ever learn how to talk, like communicate. Do you know what I mean?
No. You could tell me about it, though, while you're touching yourself.
To put it bluntly, I know this sounds mental, but I'm trying to teach a dolphin to learn English.
Lol. Are you joking?
No.
What?
Baby, why would I lie?
What's the point, though?
Yeah, it's just research. They've been said to mimic sounds before, like parrots do. So yeah, they actually have the ability. Issue is, you really have to, like, immerse them in the English language. Like, you have to be around them all the time.
This is all going over my head, but dolphins are cool. I thought they just made a noise like, ca, 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 and whistled and stuff. Can yours talk, then?
It can say my name.
What's your real name?
Lydia Fumpton. So it can say my full name, but it sounds really weird. But yeah, there you go. So yeah, basically, full-time dolphin researcher. Silly job, I know, but yeah. Most ridiculous part though, is that I have to practically live at work. So my house has been altered to accommodate a dolphin.
Living with dolphins.
Living with dolphin. Just one dolphin.
Have you recorded yourself yet?
Nearly. Sorry, yeah, it's hard to hold the phone because my hands are so slippery.
Are you wet?
Well, each room is partially submerged in water, you know, so the dolphin can get about.
Wait.
What?
Is it there now?
It's downstairs. Obviously, it can't get up the stairs. We've got a lift.
It can stay down there for now.
Yeah, it can, yeah.
You need a break once in a while, Lydia.
Okay, give me a minute while I do this recording. Okay, I've done the recording. Just going to send it to you one sec. There we go. Hi, hun. You're right. You're right. Yeah, it's a bit of a weird one, isn't it? Yeah, just living in this submerged house 24/7. Teaching a dolphin English. I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. But yeah, it's really nice meeting you. And yeah, so I've just took my wetsuit off, and now I'm completely naked in the water still. Yeah, I'm rubbing my bum. Right, can you just give us a minute? Because I just think I can hear him trying to operate the lift downstairs.
What happened?
Yeah, don't worry. I just thought I heard something. It's fine. I'll send you in the next recording. Here we go. Sorry. Yeah, a bit distracted there, but it's going to be okay. So where was I? Okay. So obviously I haven't got my wetsuit on, just naked. I'm just rubbing my bum, thinking about you, hun. Yeah, just rubbing my bum. Right, I've got to go. He's come up in the lift. This is ridiculous, Sebastian. This is ridiculous.
Wow, this is amazing. I don't understand the lift though.
No, neither do I. I'm not technical.
Get it to say your name, Lydia.
Okay. It might. Might take me a bit to get him to say.
Can you get it to say my name? It's Michael Anderson. If you get it to say my name, I would be over the fucking moon.
Okay, all right, yeah.
Please.
It might.
Please.
Take me a minute.
Hello, Michael Anderson.
Can I send that to my brother? Can you send it by email? I'll give you my email. Get it to say your name.
I can't believe I managed to get him to say that.
Lydia Fumpton.
He's gone downstairs now. Do you not want the rest of that audio about my bum?
Yeah, send it.
Okay, I've done it, but something went really wrong.
Hey, hun. Yeah, sorry about before. Yeah, had the same issue with a crow that I was looking after as well, where I just don't get a moment's peace and it drives me mad. Like, I'm at breaking point right now, if I'm perfectly honest. Anyway, yeah, I just wanna rub my bum alone on the second floor of the house and just, I don't know, just enjoy myself. So yeah, I'm rubbing my bum again. Playing with these tits.
You know what, he's back again. You know what, hun? Like, I'm gonna be honest with you, I'm gonna let you listen to this. Sebastian, it's been 2 years of my life,
My house is partially submerged with water. Within that 2 years, all you can say is Lydia Frumpton. If you come near me one more time, try and nip me with your little teeth, I'm lobbing you out that window. You trying me? You trying me, Sebastian? He's like, what? What is this? Huh? Yeah? Right. You're going out the window. Oh, he's hit the ground. Oh my, this is the worst thing I've ever done. He's not moving now. Hon, I'm gonna have to go.
What's happening in this one? Is he dead?
Years of research, literally out the window.
Oh, fuck. Go down and get him. See if he has a pulse.
There's no pulse.
Man, I am so sorry. Can you still send me that recording of him saying my name?
Absolutely beautiful. That was Please Don't Die, Dolphin Lover by Ham Plaza.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Shall I go into some James Bond chat rooms?
Hi.
Hello. So, like I said, I'm just interviewing people about Bond. It's an interview. Nice little Bond chit-chat.
Yeah, no problem. Fire away.
Okay. So, yeah, first question. Super easy one.
Good.
Yeah, nothing too hard. Yeah, okay. Question number one. Worst person they could cast as James Bond, in your opinion?
George Lazenby.
In future Bond films.
George Lazenby.
Yeah, in the future.
Oh, I see.
Well,
look, there is no definite answer for this. Basically, any article you see listing the top 10 actors who could play the next Bond are not ideal, really. Henry Cavill, for instance, he pops up a lot.
Oh, yeah, yeah, he's quite hot. Yeah, he'd be good, wouldn't he?
No! No. He wouldn't, in my opinion. He's too big to play Bond.
As in, too ripped?
No. He's kind of fat.
Henry Cavill's fat?
Yeah.
Too fat to play Bond?
That's right. I also think he's a bit old.
Oh, so, yeah. Henry Cavill's too old and fat to play Bond?
Look! Look. The Bond films are being made at bigger time intervals. The average now is 3 years.
Okay.
Think about it.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, right. Okay. So by the time he's cast, he's going to be too old and he's too fat anyway.
Yep.
Okay, brilliant. Yeah, I'm writing all this down.
Happy to help.
Yeah, lovely. Yeah, so next question. So, I wondered what you thought about a controversial scene.
Yes.
So, there's a scene in Dying Another Day that caused a bit of a stir.
Die Another Day.
Right, okay, yeah, sorry, yeah, Die Another Day. Some people call it Dying Another Day, and I just happen to be one of them people.
Yeah, never heard anyone call it that.
Yeah, so anyway, there's a controversial scene in Dying Another Day where there's a woman, and she's had some kind of childhood sexual trauma, and while she's having a shower, Bond sneaks in and has sex with her. Yeah, people complain.
That's in Skyfall.
Okay, yeah, brilliant, thanks, yeah.
Sorry, what was supposed to be the question?
What do you think of that scene?
What do I think of the scene? I don't think anything. Nothing.
Okay, yeah, thanks.
This is fiction, okay? It's a fantasy. People need to calm down about it. Take it easy. I watched it, yeah? And I didn't think about it at all.
Okay, so...
People need to chill. It's not a big deal. It's a fantasy.
Okay, yeah, final question.
Sure.
I'm going to send you a pic. A top secret pick, MI5.
MI6. Right, okay, send it. What is this?
Oh, it's Helena Bonham Carter at a casting call for the new Bond film. Yeah, absolutely mad, isn't it? Yeah.
Playing who?
Yeah, apparently playing Bond.
Nope.
What do you mean, nope?
Where'd you get this?
Yeah, it's mad, actually. So basically, the casting director for Bond, I've been shagging a son. And apparently, Helena Bonham Carter has been coming in for a couple of meetings, and, yeah, things are getting really serious. Yeah.
No, I don't believe that for a second.
Yeah, well, it's weird, yeah, isn't it? Like, I agree. Even the casting director thinks that it's bizarre. Yeah, she's not keen. But the studio execs wouldn't it. Apparently, the producers are going to put, like, a clever spin on things.
Look! Look, my friend, she may have gone in for another role. Something else. Maybe a Bond girl. Maybe a villain. Any fucking character.
No, it's for the character James Bond. Apparently. Yeah, it's bloody crazy, isn't it?
Who is telling you this?
The son that I'm shagging.
Whose son?
The casting director's son.
The casting director for what?
For James Bond, for the latest James Bond film.
No! The producers have made it very clear that Bond will never be a woman.
Yeah, I know, yeah. The son that I'm shagging said that they mentioned that they regret saying all of that. They want to mix it up a little bit with a new girl Bond. You know, with a feminist message.
This is fucking stupid. She won't be being seen for Bond.
No, she is. You know, I know it sounds insane, but I have absolutely no reason to make any of this up. Like, why would I? Why would I waste my time doing this? I agree with you, right? Helena Bonham Carter, yeah, it would be weird. I would much prefer fat, old, stupid Henry Cavill.
Look! There should be better roles written for women specifically. But a woman can't be Bond. If that's what you're asking me. The answer is no.
I'm so sorry.
This is the problem with Hollywood these days. If they write a female-led film, the women always shit on all the male characters. Always trying to feed you the feminism message. No one wants to fucking see that.
No, I don't know. I'm a woman, and I wouldn't mind
films are made for entertainment.
We can stop the interview at any time.
Here's an example. Atomic Blonde is a female-led film, yeah? I have no issues with it. Why? Because it does not try and force the message of feminism on its male characters. That is a female-led film done right. It's not shitting on male characters. Now, let's look at something like Captain Marvel. She is always trying to force down your throat, I'm the best girl boss feminism bullshit.
I quite like having stuff forced down my throat.
Even if Helena Bonham Carter isn't Bond, she's probably just going to be written as a female character shitting on Bond anyway. They don't need a female Bond. Look, No Time to Die handled it perfectly. Nomi, the new 007, a strong, capable female, but does she shit on Bond? No. Not once. There's no need for a female Bond. Paloma in No Time to Die. Great. Fucking great. Does a lot of great action.
Okay, yeah. Right, I'm going to be honest. I kind of want to see someone like shitting on Bond.
Why?
Just never seen something like that before. I mean, it's liberating, isn't it? Yeah, I didn't think I'd be into it, but thinking about it more, it's kind of hot. I get you, though. Like, maybe it is a bit too much, like, seeing someone, like, actually shitting on Bond. I mean, yeah, kids don't want to see that.
Yeah, well, Bond isn't really for kids. But yeah, I agree. Is that it?
Is what?
Is that the end of the interview?
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, there's one more thing, though.
What's this?
Oh, it's another picture from the Bond casting. Yeah, someone else they're thinking of being a potential Bond.
Who is it?
Owen Wilson.
Fuck off.
Yeah, that's the 10th Bond dweeb to tell me to fuck off in here. Me! Poppy Hillstead! They really don't like change, do they? I think this might be one of the angriest fan bases I have ever encountered. I wonder what would happen if, nah, I couldn't. You know what actually would be fun to do? I can't. Nah. You know what, listeners? Give me a couple of hours, okay? I've got an idea. Fellow Bonders, yeah? Can I have your attention, please? Choose to believe me or not, like, I genuinely don't mind. And I know this is completely nuts, but basically, I've been having relations with the casting director's son of the new Bond film. And she has just been fired. And out of anger, she sent me the demo for the brand new James Bond theme song. Do you want to hear it?
Go on then. I'm interested.
Okay. Here you go.
Your vibes haven't been right in the past. You've caused a stir. Ooh, I've been shaken. This ain't built to last. Oh, you're spreading all down my table. The temperature is starting to rise. Me and you are in our flop era. Got a laser aimed between your thighs. Need an attitude glow up. Think it's about time, yeah. Bond was a bad bitch in a bad way. Now Bond a new age witch. Jupiter's in retrograde, manifesting the best energy. Time for a change, Bond it, baby. Let yourself slay.
Loved it. Guys? Guys? You lot all right? I think we're gonna have to continue this next week. I feel like I've fucked up.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.